POS, album review, Dead in Hip Hop. We don't even live here. Never listened to a POS album, so this is my first one. When I first put it on, I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, off the bat, rock influence, everything. But this motherfucker, he catch you, because, like, the music caught me at first, but then his voice and just him rapping, just is like, boom, it's like right in your face. At least that's how I felt. And I was like, yo, this motherfucker can spit. And the things that he's talking about, see, this again goes to what I'm saying. Title your shit and make it relevant to the shit you're rapping about. And he did that throughout the whole album. You know what I'm saying? Like a couple lines where he's talking about, you know, you think you own your own home, but you're just keeping a seat warm for the banker. You know what I'm saying? He's basically telling you, you know, there's a lot of shit that's really happening in the world right now, and everything isn't what it seems, you know? And the production from track one throughout the whole thing was amazing to me. I know there's one track on there, don't remember the name, but the beat changes. And when the beat was first, you know what I'm saying, when it first came in, it was kind of off, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is the song I don't like. And then it switched, and I'm like, oh shit, okay, I do like it. And it switched like the beat had like three different beats in it. I can't remember the name of it. Mike looking at me like I'm crazy, but I don't remember the name of the track. Yeah, but it was amazing, man, beginning to end. You know, lyrical content, delivery, everything, the production. You know, I'm not a rock kind of guy. I don't necessarily listen to rock like that, but you know, I give credit where credit's due. And this album, to me, was definitely a very good piece of work. So shout out to POS, man. Shit's dope.
I didn't like this project at all.
What?
Never. What? Why are you laughing at me? Damn.
It's just the way you be going in.
I'm just saying, I listened to this joint like five times trying to get it, man. I guess I just didn't get it, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm sick.
I'm sorry.
Stop laughing. I ain't gonna say sorry. I'm just speaking my opinion. No, I'm just saying, like, I just like for the first that first track when I heard a bumper, I was like, yeah. No, I'm not. Oh, I'm good. Starting off, I mean, I don't know what the hell people was talking about that rock shit. I mean, I can't get with it. It seemed a little too experimental for me. The only track I like was that Locks Picks, what's that? Bags and Bikes. Something like that. Now, that was like the only track that I somewhat like enjoyed, but for the most part, I did not enjoy his album at all. Flow-wise, I just couldn't get with this, man. I could not get with this at all. And then what was that? All of it? Yeah, and then all of it. Yeah, and then all of it. When it got to all of it and get down, I was like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, no, I didn't like that shit, though. I could not get with that at all. I was like, can't get to it. I was like, man, let me listen to it again. You know, I was trying. I was like, man, let me listen to it again. I don't want to just, you know, talk about off of one listen. And listen to it again. It still didn't click. Listen to it again. Still didn't click. The good thing I can say about this, at least it's only 11 tracks. So going back and listening to it again, it's no problem because it's only 11 tracks. You know, tracks are not that long. But other than that, and then I thought some of the hooks I thought some of the hooks was bad. His flow. I mean, I just couldn't get with nothing with this album. I'm sorry. I mean, not sorry, but I just couldn't get with it. So sue me.
I've listened to POS previous work before, so I'm not coming into this situation blind. I went to the show with Mike to see him and Doomtree and all them before, walked out like definitely fan. So I'm definitely familiar with you know his style and what he does. And you know when I listened to this album, man, I like the album. Like Bumper was cool, but that second track, Fuck Your Shit, that was one of But yeah, that was I mean like and FIFO was right. What I liked about it is the content, you know, that he has, you know, in this album and the things that he's saying. And that was one. He was like, man, we were scuffing up your Nikes and shit, like all that materialistic shit is like out the door, man. So that was one. There was another one that he had that I thought was good. I like the bass line in that one. It kind of reminded me of some like Cameo shit. I think it was the one that They Can't Come. I don't know, but it was some type of bass line that he had. And you probably won't be able to relate to, but understand what I'm saying, but I don't think yeah, it had like this funky like bass line to it. Like it was like a funky ass track to it. That from what I heard, I was like, man, I like the sound of that. That shit was dope. But yeah, man, that's how they be doing that shit. That's how they be doing that shit. But yeah, man, I love the messages that he has in there, and I like the overall funness of this album. You know, mixed with some seriousness in it. You know, Get Down is another one. I remember when he dropped that. You know, I saw the video for that, and that's really like a fun track. Cause when I hear that song, you know, immediately after watching them perform, like I could see them like performing that song live on stage, and just all over the stage, just having a good ass fucking time, man.
There was another one on here that
I thought was good. But I like the way the blending. I like that he used more of more of his rock background in here to give it up in this album. But overall, man, I like the album. Yeah, I like the album. I fuck with it. Fuck with it, you.
All right. This album completely solidified why POS is one of my favorite rappers. I think this album's fucking awesome. I'm not really sure where you guys are getting the rock influence. There's only one track where it was really a large rock influence, and that was Bumper. The rest of it, this was like this album was completely different than any of his other shit. Like, if you listen to his other stuff before, his other stuff had far more rock influences than this album did. Never Better had way more rock influences.
So cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't hear
Ipecacuanha, all those albums had more rock influence than this album. This album was more like, and this is maybe a bad choice of words, but it had more dancey beats to it, which is what I think made this album so good. This album had all those fun, happy beats, but then he's completely serious on the tracks. Fuck Your Stuff, I didn't hear a rock influence to that. The only rock influence you could really throw at it was he had a very punk rock attitude in the content, where he's, you know, scuffing up your Nikes, spitting on your whip, where he's basically like, you know, fuck your materialistic bullshit hip hop. Like, but a rock influence, I didn't really get that. I think that he did a great job with the juxtaposition of making a fun to listen to album while still being serious with his content. But there were quite a few fucking standout tracks, man. Fuck Your Stuff, definitely. Wanted Wasted with Astronautilus, where there were some fucking crazy lines in that shit, man. Where, you know, where he says it's in the black man's soul to what did he say? It's in the black man's soul to rock that gold or something, but it's really in the black man's soul to take that chain off. Like, that's some deep shit. And then Astronautilus says the shit about, you know, y'all keep sweating Al-Qaeda, I'm worried about the banks. What else? Get Down was a great track. Get Down was probably my favorite track on the whole album, because Get Down and Fuck Your Stuff, it's between those two tracks. But Get Down had some of my favorite lines from POS, where he said, we don't give a fuck about shit, so fuck your shit. We fuck shit up because shit's fucked anyway. And then McLon. McLon is so fucking slept on, it's not even funny. Like, POS and McLon out of the entire crew are the two that I think have made the biggest progressions. They're all dope MCs, but those two, like, McLon said that shit about you hang in nightclubs, we setting up fight clubs, we passing out cocktails to kind of light up. Like, there were some fucking dope lines on this album, but it's all over that party sounding production. Like, if it was over a bunch of like punk rock beats, you know, it would be a almost typical POS album, but I think he tried to switch it up here. But and I also think that it's fucking cool as hell that he's working with Crime Think. That he, if you buy the album, which is $7.99, you cheap sons of bitches, buy the album. There's a free download for their book. It's called Work. I haven't read it yet, but I've read some of other Crime Think stuff, and that's, you know, really fucking cool he's working with them. But anyway, dope album. I loved it from start to finish. I don't know what's up with B. B just mad as fuck right now. But yeah, pick it up, man. $7.99 and shout out to POS. If you can, go donate money so he can. He's trying to get a new kidney. If you want to be selfish, do it, because when he fucking plays these songs live, you're gonna fucking shit your pants, because this album just begs to be fucking played live, loud. So donate to this man. Help him find a kidney. Go buy his fucking album. $7.99. Do what you can. That's it. Pack it up.